It's time for us, we the global people, to have our global dialogue between authority and freedom. For millennia, only authority has had a chance to speak. Because freedom, i.e., honoring self-creation, trusting with fellowship, has been scorned, slandered, derided, and demeaned. And this happens before we're old enough even to speak. Our authentic voices have been silenced, and our memory of having had them erased. Let us have our dialogue. There is a divide. It's which side are you on, time? Those of us who see that with thought our souls are wrought, and that in the words of Socrates, where God is our teacher, we all come to think alike. We but add to this that God has many monikers, and each one means the earth. In ancient times, there was a goat that fed the infant Zeus without stint, and as reward, its horn transformed into an endless abundance. We are that goat. Our hands and minds and hearts together form that horn. For centuries, piled high, we've held that horn out to the statesmen, the so-called rulers, and they've grown fat and proud, inventing stories of fancy to shroud the gift's provenance, and pretended to themselves they were the source of it. This hubris has been going on so long, has bent the wealth of all the world to bolster its continuance, this hubris, until we, the mighty source of all that rule pretends to own, have fallen asleep. The grief at what seems to be a betrayal without stint or bottom has been too much for our conscious minds to bear. But it's time. We cannot sleep when oceans weep, when the soul of all humanity is falling lost into the deep, the abyss. Our ancestors of heart have warned of this, of perilous times, when decisions must be made, sides chosen.